If you fly into Karratha in northwest Western Australia, you may notice as you look down something shining amongst the red rock of Murujuga National Park. It's commonly known as the Burrup Peninsula. These shining things are petroglyphs or carvings of rock art up to 45,000 years old. After a long-awaited Senate inquiry into the future of the rock art failed to reach consensus earlier this year, at last, the WA government has signed an agreement with the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation to begin the process of nominating the site, which is already on the National Heritage List, for World Heritage listing. A group from government, industry, science and heritage sectors has been formed to work on a strategy to monitor and preserve the rock art. They met for the first time just this Monday past, and the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation CEO, Peter Jeffries, joins me now. Peter, thank you so much for coming in.
Yep, it's my pleasure.
Can you describe the rock art? What kind of images are there?
The rock art on the Burrup, it basically records a story in the timeline of the local traditional owners that actually lived there, or somewhere between now and 35,000 years ago, the Yawarata people. And like I said, it just tells a daily activity of our or of their lives during that period.
How was the rock art made? Has there been work done into the actual details of how this was created?
The rock art was created by scratching and epping. It's a sort of like a chiselling type of activity where people would have sat down there and had another hard rock and basically sat there and actually chiselled the art into the rock.
Peter, how significant is this site for the people of the area, for the traditional owners of the area?
It's very significant. As I said previously, it tells a story of our past and actually connects us to the country as well.
For yourself, Peter, what are your memories of the area growing up?
For me particularly, and I think a lot of the other traditional owner groups from the five separate native title groups, you know, it was told to us by our old people to be avoided at all costs due to the fact that the Yawarata people who were actually on the Burrup were massacred on the Burrup.
Do you have any idea how long ago that would have been?
About 1868.
Okay. Wow.
That's just another one of the stories of the Burrup, I think, that probably needs to be told. Yeah.
Can you say more about that, Peter? Like, from what do you know about that, the massacre?
According to how it was told to us by our old people, was that there was a disagreement on the mainland up in Karratha. As a result of the disagreement, a white settler was killed. The Yawarata people then walked across the marsh onto Murujuga. What happened then was the settlers got called it a posse together, rode over across the marsh on horseback and located a group of people fishing at a site called Flying Foam Massacre, got off horseback, traversed over the landscape to where the smoke signal could be seen and shot the people while they were more than likely would have been having breakfast in one of the bays on this particular site.
Peter, I know it's been a long time coming, but how do you feel now that the state government has finally agreed to start to apply for World Heritage listing?
I think it's a really good opportunity for the traditional owners that Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation represents. But I think more importantly, I think the World Heritage subject has been in the pipeline for about, 20 or 30 years now, and it's finally come to some sort of conclusion, I think, where we can sit down and be proud of the fact that we've actually lodged the application for World Heritage status on behalf of all our members.
What are the threats to the rock art currently?
The threats to the rock art is currently industry. Industry as we know it right now, and you may be aware, is the Dampier is the second biggest export port in Australia, just behind Port Hedland, which is up the coast. And industry, through its emissions, have an effect on the rock art. It's about sitting down. I think, we've already coexisted on the Burrup for, 30 odd years now, and I think it's just about sitting down and coming up with a strategy on how we curb the emissions so there is protection for the rock art going forward.
So the reference group has just been set up, and the group includes industries like Rio Tinto, Woodside, the Pilbara Ports Authority, local and state governments, the WA Museum, University of Western Australia, the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation. You had your first meeting on Monday. How did it go?
The meeting on Monday, I think went very good, and it was a good opportunity for all of the stakeholders involved on the Burrup to sit down together and have a bit of a talk about how do they constructively contribute to the monitoring process and the protection of the rock art on the Burrup.
Yeah. And Peter, finally, when you're in your country and you're looking at these works of art which are so very, very old, almost inconceivably old for a white fella at least, how do you feel when you look at them?
It makes me feel, as a traditional owner, very, very, very proud of the actual rock art, and it basically pushes me to ensure that the the protection and preservation of the rock art for future generations is also maintained, so we can share our wonderful culture, I think, with not only the rest of Australia, but also the rest of the world as well.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for coming in. It's just been wonderful to speak with you, and I hope at some point I'll get to see this rock art and as many people as possible without disturbing the rock art too much, that we can go and see it and as you say, have our own experience with it. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for talking to me as well.
Peter Jeffries, the CEO of Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, part of the reference group overseeing the Burrup Rock Art Strategy for monitoring, analysis and decision-making. And that's all due to be mapped out by the end of this year. And the WA government said in a statement that it is working closely with the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation to, end quote, ensure industry can continue to coexist and thrive, end quote, and that any new industrial proposals will be considered by the Environmental Protection Authority on a case-by-case basis.